Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to the broadcast radio show of Imam Shahid Shafaz. Again, our apologies for being late this morning coming on. We have been experiencing some difficulties here lately, and we thank you for your patience. We're on the air now, and we're ready to go. Today's show will be entitled Take a Stand for Justice. That will be the discussion of today's show for the Imam Shahid Shabazz, Take a Stand for Justice. The taking of lives of the innocent black youth in America must be brought to an end. Justice must be done in the courts of America. We should no longer tolerate a killer going free because he wears a badge. The use of any ammunition to prevent crime should be at last the last alternative and handled in such a way that the life of the person involved is considered and the action is done with all precautions to capture the victim without the taking of its life. Those judges who speak out in their courtrooms against this injustice must be recognized. We, the American people, must let them know that we stand with them for justice and they are not alone. If the one who is supposed to stand for justice has done an injustice and taken a life wrongfully, he must be made to pay the price. For he has crossed the line of justice and standing for the law and the people and taking the law into his own hands to do an injustice because of race or color. Thanks to the judge in South Carolina and others who have rightfully prosecuted the killers of the innocent. And now we bring to you, without further delay, our speaker for today, our host speaker of the broadcast show, The Reality of the Creator, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Imam Shahid Shabazz? I don't think that Imam Shahid Shabazz has come on yet, but until he does, we want to thank you, our audience, for being here with us today. We pray that this show will be a good or better. Each time we try to do a better job than we did before. We always work towards perfection. And I believe Imam Shahid Shabazz has just come on. And in working towards perfection, we always want the show that we do to be better than the one that we just did. So this time, we want this to be the most enjoyable show that we have presented to you today. And we know a beautiful lesson, a lot of good knowledge and truth to take back with you and share with others. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can. Welcome, my friend.
A blessed day to all of you all, the listening audience, and my wife, the co-host.
Hey, brother.
Today's topic.
How y'all doing?
Who is this? Somebody talking to me?
Yes, there's somebody on the behind us saying, how are we doing? We're doing fine, brother. The imam's come on late today, and he's just beginning to talk. If you want to sit and listen for a few minutes to see what the show is all about, we'll be glad to get back with you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we'll continue. Okay. I was trying to give the title of the topic that we're speaking on. And it's a stand for justice. The reason that we chose that title recently, down in South Carolina, I was just informed the other day, this white police officer shot and killed another young black youth. And we see this as a pattern in the United States, here in this country. And this white judge, I understand, it made me feel so good to hear that the white judge, when they tried him, he told him, enough is enough. You all are not going to continue to get away with killing these black youth. You are are convicted for murder and take him out of here and put him in jail. You are a murderer. And so I thank Allah, you can see that even if people don't stand up for justice, in time the Creator himself, well, it's called divine intervention. He'll put it in the hearts of the people that need to stand up, and the judge is the one that needs to stand up and convict these murderers for killing all these African-American youth just because they're black. They be in murder because they're black. And we know this. This is a racist country. This government is racist. But we ain't saying everybody in the government is racist. There's some good people in the government. But there's too many in there that's racist, and especially the Republican Party. They're very racist, and they want to bring back the old days of slavery. We can see many ways that slavery is still existing socially, economically, for African-American people. And so this is what we are talking about today, that if you don't take a stand, somebody got to start, and I was chilling with somebody the other day, because you see injustice around you, and you see that others ain't doing nothing to take a stand, that don't mean you don't take a stand. We are individuals, and we are individually responsible by our Creator to take a stand for justice if it ain't nobody but you yourself. I want to share this with you all. In the days gone by, if you study history, many of the prophets and messengers of Almighty God, Allah, they stood up for justice by themselves. As a matter of fact, the prophet of this way of life, Al-Islam, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood up for justice in Saudi Arabia, Mecca, the city, in Saudi Arabia by himself. And not one man, because he stood up for justice, and Almighty God, Allah, in him, that man transformed the world from a world like we're in today called Jahiliyyah, or a world of spiritual darkness, a period of time where the people were not God conscious like they are today. But he stood up in that time, and Almighty God, Allah's light and his truth, he put in that man's heart to stand up. And that man, they tried to kill him, they persecuted him, but Allah would not let him kill him. And that man, eventually, through the mercy and the power and the help of Allah, he transformed the world out of a godless world back to a God-conscious world. And that's why we have all the advanced technology and civilization now. It's called a renaissance. It comes from the time when the world was in total spiritual darkness, and Almighty God Allah brought his light back in this world, his spiritual light, to Prophet Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. And that's why we have some sense today, some good sense, God sense, because of that man. He's the last prophet, and he's the last prophet, meaning that he confirmed the mission of all the prophets and the revelations that was revealed to him in the Holy Quran. It confirmed the revelation of Jesus. It tell you what Jesus really taught, not what these so-called Christians tell you he taught, that he was a son of God, and that he said that God sent him down as to be reincarnated, for God to put himself in him and him to become a God. That, you know, that senseless teaching is cleared up in the Holy Quran. That's my point. It's cleared up. And the teachings about they not only lie on Prophet Jesus in the Bible, but the Christians here in this government, this is a Christian country. I want you to understand that now. This government is a Christian government, and they have taught us Christianity from the time we were born until now. They taught our foreparents Christianity 500 years ago and some years ago when they brought our ancestors into America. So this is the Christian teaching. We get Christian teachings in the universities, the schools, the educational system, the law, and everything is based on the Christian Bible. And the Christian Bible has been corrupted. It tells you that many prophets and messengers committed fornication and had sex with their children, all kinds of ungodly things, stuck for Allah. May Allah condemn that type of thinking. So we're here today to say, in order to take a stand for justice, you must know the truth and the whole truth. And the whole truth you can only get in the book, the Holy Quran, because it is the final revelations. And in this book, Almighty God, Allah, for all of y'all who might say, like people have said in the past, Well, how do we know this book is the whole truth? Because it's still in its original language, the Arabic, that Almighty God alone revealed it 1400 years ago. I can really know it in the background, Sister Esla. Somebody got noise in the background and it's stopping me from getting through. It could be Brother Thaddeus. I don't know.
Yes,
but I will not continue. I cannot continue with that noise.
Sometimes, but we have to try to, because it can be in the studio, it can be an outside somewhere. It could be the person who is called in. Brother Thaddeus is dropped. I don't know whether it's his or not. Sometimes we have no control of the noise, so we just have to try to adjust accordingly. Because
well, sister, I appreciate that, but I'm not the type of teacher, and I won't apologize for that, that can teach when there's distraction. Almighty God, Allah says in His final revelation, when His truth is being revealed, are spoken, listen with attention and hold your peace. It's hard for me to listen and anybody to listen when there are distractions. So I'll continue, but I don't like distractions, so I will speak if I hear distractions. So as I was saying, and then I'll let somebody come on that want to continue to elaborate, yourself or others, on the subject, take a stand for justice. But anyway, you cannot take a stand for justice if you're not in tune or in accord, your life that is, with the will of Almighty God, Allah. You have to acknowledge, first of all, that there's no God but one God. There's no God but Allah. Allah means one God. Allah means one God, you see. So in order to take a stand for justice, you must have faith in Almighty God, Allah. You must. It's no other way. Because if you have faith in Almighty God, Allah, then you will fear the establishment. You'll fear the government. You'll fear those in authority because they are oppressors. And all people always in the history of mankind has always feared the oppressors when they didn't have faith in Almighty God Allah. And the oppressors destroyed them, just like when Hitler killed all those Jews over there. That was inhumane, but he was a tyrant. He was an oppressor. Well, the United States government has done a worse to the African-American people than Hitler did to the Jews or anybody else did in slavery. So, you know, I just wanted to say this to start out, because justice, you cannot have justice if you don't have truth. You know, and most of the people in America, they have forgotten the truth. The truth is not what, you know, people are. Yes, the truth is not what people you hear every day on TV, the computers, you go on there, the website, and you hear different things. The truth is in the Holy Quran. I want to emphasize that. But everybody that don't know about the Holy Quran today, I want them to know about the Holy Quran. It is the final revelations of Almighty God, Allah to mankind. And in this book, Almighty God has protected, Allah has protected it from any man, any human beings or jinn, evil spirits, being able to corrupt this book. So you can't corrupt the Quran, you can't take anything from it, and you can't add anything to it. So, you know, this is what I want to say, and at this time, if anybody wants to come on or the co-host got any comments, I would like to give this time to anybody to further elaborate on justice, take a stand for justice. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Jabbar. We want to remind the audience that they're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Jabbar, The Reality of the Creator. And today's discussion is on take a stand for justice. And we are want to remind you that we're speaking about the injustice that is being done to our innocent black youth all over America today. It started with Trayvon Martin, and there have been too many Trayvon Martin since the first killing that we have marched against and spoke out against, and his justice. He did not get justice in his killing, and we have others who are not receiving justice. Actually, it's a mockery is being made of the killing of these innocent black youth. Every time the killer is allowed to go free, this is like a joke, a mockery, and they're saying, see, we can kill all of you that we want to, and nothing will be done to us about it. We want to thank Allah for these judges who are saying, oh, no, not in my court, you won't do it. There will be justice done. And we have a few like the one in South Carolina. For those of you who have just come on the air, we want to take a minute to let you know that our subject is take a stand for justice. We will now hear from 202-604-4045. I believe that's my beautiful nephew, Thaddeus, to come on this morning. Thaddeus, you're on the air.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, brother Thaddeus.
How are y'all today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm well. Sorry about the noise.
Okay.
You know, I'm always doing some work. Interesting topic, very interesting topic. And it's a powerful topic, and it says a lot about our society that we live in. It is very true that, you know, the racism is still here and prominent. You know, look at the prison system, more prisons than schools, because it's a money market.
That's right.
So it's a commodity,
That's right.
You know, even on the stock market. With that said, you got to look at other parts of the world. For instance, in Europe. No, let me backtrack. Last month, there was 1,200 black people killed. 1,200. In Europe, since 1966, there's only been about probably like a couple of hundred, like 300 since 1966. A few hundred been killed. China, where there's like a billion people, probably like 15. China. And that speaks volumes. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's definitely a... You would say it's a conspiracy. You know, I've seen things on the internet where people say, well, just do what they say. Well, that's not always true. You can do what they say and they still will hurt you. Myself, I was a victim of brutality some years ago, and I tried to force a suit. First I complained. They said it was justified. The cop hit me from behind, punched me from behind, blindsided. You know, and I got angry and I wanted to fight. It doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it right what he did. He could have killed me. A good hit to the temple, it could have killed me. And
yes.
That's unnecessary. I wasn't violent. So why did you feel that you had to punch me in the face?
Exactly. Yes, sir.
You know, and then it was deemed justified. Then come to find out, Ward 6 Police Department in D.C. has always been setting people up and being violent to young
people. That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
So, yeah. So now, you know, you have these judges, they're standing up, and that's a good thing. They need to stand up. Because there's so
much
injustice going on. You know,
Yes, it is.
Why ignore it when you know what the problem is? You got to find a solution. You know, these people are people. Some of them have mental illnesses. It's easy to become a cop. You know, you become a cop, but then you're in a fraternity. You know, it's just trifling of what's going on today. I just seen someone posted something on Facebook, a cop robbing a deli. They were raiding for untaxed cigarettes, and he wants to steal their money. Are you serious? You see what I'm saying? So they're just regular people. They're no better than you or I.
No, they're not.
They're people with issues
that's
that
right.
have not been addressed.
Correct.
And it's sad, you know. I was listening to this one brother the other day. I was going to the store. He said he was being pulled over in Virginia. So he's like, well, I'm not going to pull over on the highway. He kept on going until he got to the apartment complex. Next thing you know, it was about 30 police officers behind him. And when he got out of the car, he threw his keys out, got out of the car, hands up. Cop ran up to him, pulled the blackjack out, and said, that's a bust in your head. And with the swing at him, he didn't flinch. So the cop stopped his action. But had no one else been there, he probably would have been busted in the head.
Exactly.
From his
exactly.
You know. So this injustice has been going on for a very long time. And see, what's about to happen is people are going to start doing their own thing. People are going to start killing more police officers.
Yes,
not saying all of them are bad. Some of them,
no.
Yeah, some of them, they follow the book. Some of them just go above and beyond. They want to be super cops.
That's correct. Not only super cop, if I may add at this time, and you can continue, not only do they want to be super cop, but the main thing we're dealing with here in this country is that this country was founded on racism. This country
right.
was founded on racism, and they have never deviated from their foundation. They intend to continue to carry out the racism until Almighty God Allah blesses a certain group of people and amount of people, and they ain't just black people. It's some whites that's taking a stand. It's some Jews that's taking a stand. It's some of all people that's taking a stand. This was a white man down in South Carolina, a white judge, that convicted another white officer for killing a black youth. He said, no more. No, y'all,
yes.
this is finna stop. You are a murderer, and you're going to spend the rest of your life in jail. Take him on out of here and get him on, put him on in jail. Now. So this is, I was telling somebody about John Brown. If you know history, John Brown helped Nat Turner to stand up back during slavery hundreds of years ago and go out and kill a whole lot of slave masters for all the inhumane killing and injustice they were doing to black people hundreds of years ago. We've always had people called Quakers that stood up with black people when black people wouldn't even stand up for themselves. And today, you got less black people standing up for justice than you did 200 years ago, 100 years ago. Black people,
right.
most of them just done took a sit. They used to have what's called a sit-in and marching. I was telling somebody else, you can't get nothing done by marching, begging your enemy, begging your oppressor, please, we shall overcome. Yeah, you go overcome when you take a stand for justice.
Mm-hmm.
But you ain't gonna overcome marching and sitting down talking about it. It's gotta be some actions to go. It's gotta be some actions to go with that. They're talking. I want to say this too, that Almighty God Allah gives every human being the right to self defense. So if a police or FBI, I don't care nothing about no name, CIA, if they come up to you and unlawfully hit you, you got the right to hit them back. If they try to kill you, you got the right to kill them before they kill you.
Exactly.
You got the right by Allah, the creator, to do that. And ain't nobody going to tell me to do that because that's in my nature. You attack me, police or whoever, I'm going to attack you back.
That's right.
But I'm not saying this to promote disrespect for the law. I respect the law as long as the law is acting within the law. But when the law acts outside of the law, we don't have no law no more. You understand? So we have to take matters into our own hands. And to survive. That's right, brother. To survive. Brother walking past me, he bearing witness to what I'm saying. Because it's the truth. It's the truth. We got to start taking a stand and quit being pumped. See, the young people ain't afraid. The young people tired of this stuff. The old people want to keep letting it go. I'm not one of them young people. I'm with the youth. I'm leading the youth out here. Yes, sir. I'm leading the youth. We ain't going to continue to tolerate this injustice and them killing us, and we sit back and let them do it. We're going to start shooting back if we have to shoot back to defend ourselves, to survive for our preservation. So we're not promoting violence, but we're just promoting justice. Stop killing us, and we won't start killing y'all. But if you keep killing us, we're going to start killing you back. Police, whoever you are. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not promoting. And I can, all the police and the FBI, all of you can hear me because I'm not afraid of you. I don't fear someone but Allah. So, you know, I'm just saying this, people. Malcolm X stood up. Martin Luther King stood up. They got beat up, put in jail. I done been beat up. I done been put in jail for taking a stand for justice. But if you don't stand up, you'll never get justice, people. You never get justice. I'm really appreciative of that judge down in South Carolina. May Almighty God Allah bless him for taking a stand for justice against another white man of his own race who he know blatantly killed that young black youth down there in South Carolina. So I'm just going to end right there. I don't want to talk throughout the whole talk to you. I want everybody to have an opportunity. I got a few more guests that want to come on, and I always appreciate you, Thaddeus, and the other guests. because I don't have a lot of guests, but the ones that do come on, you are very good. So if you want to continue, you can continue. I just want to intervene at that time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The other thing I was going to say was get my train of thought back here. Okay, so this is what I was going to say. That not only that have they been doing this for so long and it's been swept under the rug, you see what I'm saying? But you have these, what they call these liberal-minded new folk, white folks that's coming into play and the justice system and things and so forth. And they're like, oh, this ain't right. Now, you know, they're doing some weird stuff. They're, you know, legalizing certain things that I don't agree to. But what they're seeing is this injustice has been happening for so daggone long that, hey, look, it's time to stop it. You know, before people start taking matters in their own hands.
Also, there you go.
This is what also that I've noticed is this, that, you know, media plays a big part in people's lives. You understand what I'm saying? So if there's a system out here to keep you dumb, deaf, and blind.
Correct.
Okay, let's do this. What happened to Ebola? Okay, you don't hear nothing else about it. People don't shut up. Ain't no more talking about it. It's done for some reason. They just started practicing martial law. They're practicing martial law in certain states.
Yes, they are.
Practice. You see what
I'm
saying?
Yes, they
are. Practicing it. So
yes,
something is about to, something is about to happen to where people are being sidetracked and not paying attention to what's really going on, because something big is about to blow up.
Yes, it is. You can see the sign.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be like another Civil War type of situation is about to happen. I don't know if I do know the war is on black folks, but
but
you know, all this to keep you sidetracked. You know, okay, focus on this. Don't focus on nothing else. And then after the media storm and all that dies down, then the focus is back on something else.
Correct.
It's all tricky, and that's how Shaitan works. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
make
he works too.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Excuse me.
No, so you know, so he's fooling people, and then you have the black folks. Sad to say, you know, they're worried about. For instance, I've seen this little video. This boy, young boy, probably down south, he had a load of cash, hundreds, and was flashing it. And then it was a comedy show, and the white boy said, why would you have obscene amounts of cash? He said, look, I got a 401K, I got this, I got that. He said, my cash is in the bank. It makes sense to me, you know, even though it was from him, but it makes sense. I mean, we're just so deaf and blind to what's really going on. I'm not worried about no daggone cash. I have work clothes on every day until I was planning on going out last night, one of my cousins. I was with Jihad, as a matter of fact, yesterday. And
Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Another cousin. He's doing well.
Good.
He's supposed to be going back today. So, you know,
we had
a little sit down, we was talking, you know what I'm saying? We're masterminding some things, you know, to get ahead.
Yes.
So
yes.
I don't worry about flash. I dress up. If I'm going out to dinner with you, okay, fine. But who cares? You know what I'm saying? You see that same brother, he got $5,000 rims and lives in a roach-infested apartment. Get out of town. You know, priorities are mixed up, and that's through media. That's what media wants. You see what I'm saying? Oh, follow the musician. The musician ain't talking about his damn thing. Okay? Not all of them, but the majority, sure. So something else is in play. Whatever it is, it's in play, and it's big. And they're about to take, they're doing something to keep everyone just blind, dumb, you know, and it's crazy, but it's real, and it's scary.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay, Brother Fannies, at this time, I don't know if we have any other guests, but I'm going to try to give everybody equal opportunity. Go ahead,
yes,
sir.
We have two more guests. We want to give a chance to say a word or two, and we want to remind you that we do have others, and we want you to try to limit your talk now to no more than 5 minutes, and then we'll call you back on again once the other guest has had a chance to speak.
Yes,
we have a 919-479-2092 caller calling in. I believe that's our brother here in North Carolina, Brother Larry, that's calling in.
Yes, good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry. Glad to have you back on.
Glad to hear from the family as well.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been watching and following pretty much the South Carolina incident, and it's another sad tragedy. But I think we have to bear in mind as well that we plan, they plan, but Allah is the best of planners.
Yes.
And this is something that we have to, continue to. I say march forward to, Shahid. I know you said march, don't get us anywhere, but I use those terms because we have to continue to go forward, and
that's
going
right.
Forward,
right.
We got to continue to move.
That's right.
And the reason I say so is because, we have to, the way to kill the devil is that you have to expose him. You have to bring him to the light.
Yes, you do.
And this is something that has been brought to the light. And as these incidents go on, it's more light being shined upon injustice. And so, Allah knows. We plan, they plan, but Allah is the best of planners. Now, did this young man plan to go out and get killed on that day? No. Maybe did this police plan to kill this brother, somebody today? No. But he's gone. Allah is the best of planners. So, as you mentioned before, I've heard you mention several times, some people are going to have to die before others wake up and see the injustice that's happened to blacks and that's happening in this country. And so this is another one of those incidents. And like I said, it's a sad thing that somebody had to lose their brother, their sister, their son, or whatever the case have been there in South Carolina. It really is a sad case, but as Thaddeus has spoken about injustice all over the places. I mean, it's in the workplace. It's just everywhere around us. So as Allah shines this light upon the people, upon injustice through the media, there's something that can be done about it because now we're seeing it. And like you say, this judge said it's enough. So he's seen so much of it that it's enough. And it had not been for this film and this video, it would probably been another one that had been swept under the rug.
Yes, sir.
And just a little bit of it would have came out. And I tell you another one that's been out too. Did you see? Did you all see the one where the guy was riding a horse? I think it was in Texas or somewhere, and he finally got off the horse or fell off the horse because the police was after him. He fell down. They put his hands behind his back, and they came up kicking him. And I mean, it was about two of them. Then there was three. Then there was four. And every police that came up to the guy while he was on the ground, and he's been kicked and looked like, and he kicked and hit in the head looked like 25 or 30 times. And every police that came up, they was like vultures eating a dead animal. Like someone got to get in there and get them some. Every police that came up to that guy that was on the ground being beaten, everyone that came up kind of moved the other police out of the way so he can kind of get in to get his kick in.
Exactly.
And if we don't see these things with our own eyes, sometimes people don't believe nothing that they see it. I hear it all the time. Yeah, man, I don't believe it till I see it. And if we don't see these things, some of these people that you tell about it, they ain't going to believe it.
That's true.
So, back when Martin Luther King was there, had he not had went to the government and had those people to bring the news media in to see what they were doing back in those days, we'd have never accepted some of the things that he was telling us that was wrong in the South back in those days.
That's right.
So we have to continue to educate and try to open the eyes. And like I say, sometimes the best way, sometimes these people these days, they just don't believe nothing until they see it anyway. I mean,
that's
even
true.
Some of the people that's higher up in office and then in the government, you know, some of the, like the judge probably said what he said, which was good, because he seen it himself. Had not he seen it, he'd have probably been the same way as anybody else. Well,
right.
The guy did this, and the guy tried to get away, and it was justice that he got gunned down.
Yeah,
you know. So, and I think it's just an ignorant thing for even the white police officers, man, because they think, I think, with their superiority, that they have the right to stop somebody, not stop them like in the car, but to stop somebody from getting away from them, whether they're on feet, whether they own a car or whatever they're on, they have a right to stop them. Now, if that was a lion that was running the streets in Charleston, South Carolina, if that was a tiger or a lion, they'd have had every police out there trying to stop the tiger, don't hurt him, and subdue him, and we'll get him back into the zoo. But a human being, they won't even do that for him, and it's a damn shame.
You're absolutely right, brother, and I just love the profound language that you're using. That was so powerful what you just said. And as you said it, I've seen it. They care more about animals than they do black people, the United States government. They're
mm-hmm.
trying to preserve the life of animals, but extinguish the life of all black people. And this is enough for black people to wake up. This
right.
is enough. But, you know, like you said, I want to say this. It is a personal thing. We can't wait on others to do. Martin Luther King lost a lot of time. It wasn't nobody but him and about two or three people. So a lot of time that man marched by himself. Malcolm X marched by himself. Elijah Muhammad went out there by himself. Imam Walter Muhammad a lot of time went out there by himself. So we got to understand that it is an attack on African-American people. Ever since they brought us here from Africa, the Europeans, they never intended for America to be for them and us. They brought us over here as property, as
right.
slaves. And after they used us, they kill us.
Right.
They done used us, and they done brought the Mexicans in as their second niggas. And they said, we ain't got no more use for our first niggas, so we kill them all off. And not only that, but the African-Americans, they know, the government know, if we can learn our true history, that would be the end of their ring and oppression over us, even this government. And I don't care what nobody say or who like, and President Obama represent the coming of a new era for black people in America and all over the world, but especially in America, because he's from America, and he's an ex-slave too, regardless of his mother being a Caucasian and his father being an African-Muslim.
That's lovely.
So,
I'm sorry, Jay, but since you mentioned Obama, I just want to say this before I get off my mind. Have anybody heard? Has he? Anybody heard any response that he has said about this incident? I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything myself either, Brother Larry. You know, I haven't heard anything. That's all I can say as far as the president.
Okay.
But that's not to say that he haven't. But
right.
I haven't heard it. I haven't been since I've been in North Carolina from D.C. I have cable up there, and I try to keep up with the news. I don't have it down here now, but I haven't heard anything myself personally.
Okay. Okay, we can continue on, sister.
Anything, but as Imam Shabazz said, we don't have any cable down here. Our cable is up in D.C., so we haven't been listening to the news like we generally do. Sometimes I check it out on the computer, but I've been the other day, haven't done that this week. So we want to thank you, brothers. We do have another guest here that's been on for a while, and let's give this person a chance to see if they want to talk. It's from out of North Carolina, a 919 number. Again, that I'm seeing here, the number is 919-928-7723.
Could
you give us your name
for
your calling from?
Hey, Dr. Wiggins, and I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Hey, Nebraska.
Good morning,
sir.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great this morning.
That's good. Praise be to Almighty God Allah.
Likewise, likewise.
We're glad to have you on, and you know we're speaking about taking a stand for justice because of all the injustice that's been done, and it's been done to black African Americans every day, and it's been doing, it's been going on that way ever since they brought us here slaves over 500 years ago. They never intended for us to get, this government, this white, European and Jew government never intended for African American people to get justice. And if we're going to get justice, we got to take a stand for justice and be willing to die.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody ever got justice that weren't willing to die for justice. No prophet, no messenger. Many prophets and messengers of Almighty God had to die to establish justice. And we ain't no better than they were. In fact, they're better than we were because they paid a role for us to get here today. To stand for justice, and justice will always prevail if you take a stand for justice. And don't fear man, fear your creator. Fear the one who can really destroy this whole world. Don't fear man. Take a stand for justice. Peace.
Right.
So you go on, brother. Good on, brother.
I just want to elaborate further on the conversation of unnecessary, fatal brutality by policemen all across this country.
Yes, sir.
I'm starting to wonder if marching would really help. I mean, I don't think it would help, you know. We could speak on it. We could continue to try to fight this fight of racism that occurs every day across this country. From Fruitvale Station to Newark, New Jersey, to Florida, to South Carolina, every African American city in this country has been affected by, don't forget Ferguson, has been affected by police brutality. All because of what? Because of the color of your skin.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. That's right. That's right.
Wow, it's mind-boggling.
It is.
Mind-boggling.
It is.
So what can we do to prevent this from occurring on a regular basis?
Well, the first thing we can...
African-Americans as a whole, what can we do?
Okay. Is you asking that question?
Yes, I'm asking you that question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go back to Brother Larry. It goes back to what Brother Larry said. The best way to destroy evil and injustice is to expose it. First of all, we got to expose it. We got to expose it in our workplace. We got to. You can't be scared. The only way that evil can, Brother Thaddeus said it, and wrong can continue to exist is that nobody challenges it. And the way you challenge wrong, two wrongs don't make a right. So you expose the wrong, like that judge did down there, like Brother Lawrence said, had he not seen this with his own eyes on camera, seen the actual footing of this black Jew being gunned down by this racist cracker Caucasian down in South Carolina, then he might have not even believed it either. He might have accepted what the establishment say. A stand your ground law, which is a justification for them to kill any black man, but especially our youth. And I say our youth first, because what is our youth? That's our future. If they kill off our children, they're killing off our future. That's who they're aiming at now.
Right.
And I was out here talking today on the program. I'm over here in Highport, North Carolina, and a youth was walking by and heard me, and he was just standing there, and he was like, "You're right. We got to stand up." So when you stand up, you see others will come out, but you can't wait on nobody. You got to be willing to die for all the rest of the people to wake up. Like Brother Lawrence said, it's going to take some death to wake us up, to wake up other, not black people, just black people, but conscious people, because you got some good conscious Caucasian people. Like that judge, you got some good conscious Jews, some good conscious Arabs or whatever in this country. But in order to draw the good, you got to put some good out there for the good to be able to draw from. Like evil keeps evil out here all the time, all around you. What do you see? Evil, evil, evil. You see injustice. So that's what I wanted to say. I'm not going to go any further, but I want you to go ahead on and finish if I didn't answer that correctly or properly. Go ahead on, brother.
Hey,
As-salamu
alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, brother Larry.
Yeah, I think one thing we had to do, brother Nebraska, is Brother Shahid, don't get me wrong here. Now, this is just my opinion, and this is an opinion show. I don't knock having to fight for yourself, because as a kid, you know, I know when I was a kid, and if I came in the house a lot of times and somebody bullied me, my mama told me, my parents told me, you go back out there and you stand up for yourself. Don't let nobody take nothing from you. And I understand that. But we're in a new era now. It's a new era in time, whereas I think that we can do things physically. But I think physically means that we have to move on things in a more intelligent and smarter way. Now, if I say that we don't get anywhere by marching, I can't say that we don't. So we as a people, as a whole people, young, old, southern, northern, learn, unlearn, as a people, you have to get in where you fit in at. We got a lot of blacks out here that'll be with right now to pick up a gun or pick up a whatever and go to do some damage. But we also have to think now is, you know, some people will shoot the first thing they see moving. Some people just shoot just to hear the gun go off. Some people are killed just to say they kill somebody, just like the police are doing. You know, if I can get away with it, I just killed somebody, you know, it's all right. So we have to go to it in an intelligent way. And I heard Al Sharpton say one Sunday on his radio talk about having a plan. And a plan means that you got to have a plan to do something rather than do something to get even or do something to say, if you did me, I'm going to do you. We have to get in where we fit in. And everybody ain't about it. The people that march, the people
Brother
that
Larry.
Protest, I think they're a good group of people. I think that
Brother
that's
Larry.
Probably what they do, and that's probably what they do best. Because numbers do count. So I think that a good thing that they do that, but if it's something that somebody else want to do that can bring about a change, then that's the route that they should do. Even back in Martin Luther King and Malcolm X days, Malcolm did great work because he said by any means necessary. He shook them.
No, Martin Luther King ain't the one said that. Malcolm X said that. And
that's
he didn't
right.
mean
Malcolm
by
X
any means necessary. Brother Larry,
yes.
Brother Larry, I have to come in because I have to defend myself. And I will come in and defend myself. I never said that we should fight violent with violent. So you are, anybody on this program, if you misunderstood me, I have to correct you about me. I never said that.
What I was saying is this. I'm saying that I don't think that marching is... If we're not getting anywhere by marching or protesting, I don't think that we're not getting anywhere by doing that. I didn't say you didn't say anything. I said I don't think that we are not getting anywhere by marching or protesting. I think you got a group of people that, if that's what they do best, as marching or protesting, it's good. That's what I said.
I agree with that, but it has to go to the extent.
Brothers, I would like to have
Hello.
A word here. If you don't mind, I'm listening to the both of you, and I'm thinking seriously about what is happening. And the reason all of this is happening is one thing. God is dead in the lives of the people.
That's right.
God is dead.
That's correct.
Always, it's with God's conscience, it couldn't happen. Because our souls would not let it happen. Therefore,
that's right.
Go back to our spirituality. Go back to the basics of praying together, then reaching out and seeking help and guidance from our Creator. And from within that help and guidance, He will direct us to how to properly handle the situation.
Correct.
Number one, He will such respect for life that we could not just go and keep and heal life. We must bring God back into our lives. But until we do, we the people have a right. The people have to go to the street. That means not picking up weapons and all. You don't put out a fire with a fire. You can't continue to get a weapon and think because that person killed with a weapon, we can kill with a weapon too. So the weapons that we are given, the weapons to speak out against this and demand justice be done in the court. That's why we have the court.
Yeah.
That's why we have the judges. We must stand up if we have to go as far as the Supreme Court. We see any child that has been innocently killed by a policeman, anyone, and that person goes free for that killing, we must stand and take it and take it until we take it to the highest court and make sure that justice is done. We
now,
don't stop
correct.
The judge that that person is innocent.
Correct.
And allow that person to go free. That, we don't stop. We keep going. We make
that's what I'm talking about.
And take it to the next court and the next court. And that's where the problem lies. Once they say that a police has gotten off, it just hurts you. Why? Because the people do not see that child that's being killed is dead. Child. People stop these nowadays. They only see about them. They saw that child, their child. They would not stop until they got justice for their child. This was you. This was your child, your grandchild, your son, and these cousins out there. And the children that speak something to you. But you just think that you up so free after killing your child.
Okay. All right. Somebody's talking in the background.
We must stand together as one human body in unity, together. Whenever a killing is done, it's not the killing of somebody, some black child or some innocent child. It's the killing of our child. And when that concept is brought back to the heart, it used to be that way. It used to be that way years ago. That's why we were successful in getting justice. All of that nowadays has died out because God and justice and right in the people that has died out. They're too involved.
That's correct.
In selfish lives each day to really change. They've joined the march to be seen and to be tend to care. The caring goes beyond just marching in the street. Until justice is brought to that situation, it is still as though nothing has ever happened, and nobody has done anything. And this is what we must be conscious of.
Yes, I agree 100%, sister. I really do, and I agree with, and I disagree with nobody on the show, as I mentioned before. And I look at the injustice and what we need to do about injustice as if the as a body of workers. You know, my hand, my arm don't tell my leg that you don't need to do what you're doing. My nose don't tell my eye that you don't need to be here. So, I mean, I'm not saying that anybody says that you don't need to be here. Only thing, what I am saying is that have we did anything by marching? I say yes. Can we do anything tomorrow by marching or protest? I still say yes. Can we do anything when the Civil War was fought that we do cops and things? I still say yes. Can we do anything today if we go out and do some violence? I still say yes. But we can't all result to that one thing. You know, you got to get in where you fit in. If we want to start a war today, I wouldn't tell my wife, pick up the gun, baby, we got to go kill these people, or we got to go to war. Baby, you stay here as a nurse. Baby, you stay here as a cook. You know, somebody get up some, you know. When I was coming up, my mom had 9 boys and 1 girl. So what we had to do, we had chores to do. You do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. So that way you keep it moving. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum Salaam. We thank you, Brother Larry. If I can just give a brief comment. You got another guest. You can let them come on. I'll pause
yes,
for the guest.
There's one word, and I'm going to bring another guest on that we have. After this, I want to recite here from Surah 4 by Quran, an ayat. It says, O ye who believe, stand out firmly for justice to Allah, even as against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, for Allah can best protect both. And so this is what we must understand. You do not call
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
If you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. We must put Allah God first in our hearts. And we must
not
let you get one body of people as one human family.
Yes,
and
thank you, sister, for sharing that.
We must stop until justice is done. Yes, we do have someone else. We have a 202-230-3046 number. I believe this person hasn't been on too long. Maybe they've been on long enough to want to have a few words to say or ask a question. The 202-230-3046. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right. I don't believe that a person has anything to say.
Oh, there
they are. Walaikum
as-salam. How's everybody?
Everybody's good, I pray.
Yeah, it's always a fired up moment here on this show. Say we all meet. How's that?
How about that?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful topic. Actually, I have a friend who's listening on, and we were just listening to the show, and I knew the topic. And I say marching is all everything that works. Because we have the opposing forces against us. We have to exhaust all our means. I say that.
I agree.
You know? I mean, because,
I agree.
You know, if we have one, just like we in a row, if we have one, we're only as strong as our weakest link, that one little link can weaken the whole group. So I say we all stick together and do as much as we can, exhaust our means in helping our people to freedom and those oppressed and poor people that's been ostracized. In this society.
Right. Yes.
That's what I say.
Yes. Well, I agree. And I...
Go ahead. I'm
go
sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, that's basically what I wanted to say. You know, it's blessings and unity. I give an example. If I get on the corner, you get on the corner and start screaming and hollering, people think you're crazy. But if several people get on the corner, you know, it draws attention. So numbers are powerful. There's blessings in unity.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's power in unity.
Yeah. Because Allah works in Jama'ah, in unity. Satan works in division.
That's correct. And I agree with you and Brother Larry. And I just want to thank you, Brother Larry, for just clearing that up. What you're saying is absolutely correct. I've been getting my car fixed here lately, and I've been saying it's a whole system. So when you get one thing fixed, if it's old, and you don't get that, you put a new part on there, it tend to make the old part go bad, so you have to update it. So I'm just saying we have to work as a system. The whole creation of Allah is created as a system, and everything does its part to contribute to the good of the whole creation. So that's exactly right. We have to work in unity. And I wasn't saying in the beginning that marching, when Martin Luther King marched, I think it was in 64 or something, all of that was necessary to get us where we are today. So all we got to do is repeat what those strong soldiers and not only Martin Luther King and Malcolm, but I went all the way back to the prophets and messengers. We have to, as you say, study the past and find out what worked for us in the past. The same method worked for us today because Almighty God Allah don't change. And evil don't change either.
Yes. That's right. All praise to Allah. It's unfortunate that to hear this 2015 and all of these things are still going on today.
Right.
And that's the unfortunate thing. But we can't be in despair. I mean, anytime you had a people that was slaved, held by their will, not by choice, you know, it's gonna take time, but the Lord has a plan.
Yes.
He has a plan. And you know, and we have to stay on his side. We can't give up our faith. You can't sacrifice. There's some things in life you don't sacrifice.
That's right.
You don't barter. You don't barter your freedom, your people's freedom. You don't take for granted, you know, our children's future.
No, we don't.
So we have
to
keep fighting tooth and nail to the end, and
that's
by
right.
any means necessary.
That's right. And see, enemies never, sir, people mistook that when Malcolm said it. He didn't mean by weapons. They put him on a poster, and they had a gun. The man had the gun when they bombed up his house. I mean, anybody with common sense, if they done just bombed up my house and killed almost me and my family, I got to get a weapon. Then at that point, even Almighty God alone say, we want to fight this war peacefully. But see, I don't know too many people that have gained their justice over oppression that didn't have to go to war and a lot of lives had to be lost. But we're in a new era, like Brother Larry said. We don't have to have a lot of bloodshed, but we have to organize and strategize mentally and spiritually is the key. We have to be God conscious because we can't defeat evil as human beings. Only Allah, the Creator, can defeat evil as He always has. But you got to be. You got to get back connected with God. They disconnected us as a people from our God, from not just our God, all people God, they were one God, but they disconnected the African-American man and woman from God when they brought us here. The first thing they start doing, they start beating us, and then they gave us the Bible. After they beat us so much, they say, okay, you can't read. Y'all are not human beings. You're three-fifths of a human being, like the Brother Larry. It go back to what you said, and I've seen it all the time, like you on TV. They see an animal break loose, a lion or something in the city. Man, they do everything they can, especially a dog, to protect that animal and make sure he get they cling to him like they're clinging to a baby, a human baby. But a black man, a black man especially, they just shoot you down in the street, you see you down on the ground, you're helpless, just kick you and beat you. And I mean, so what we have to do is look at this thing rationally. I agree with you. I hope I own the program. I have never said that you fight violence with fight violence. Almighty God Allah said repair evil. I fight evil with what is better. And two wrongs don't make a right, so wrong certainly gets somebody that wrong you ain't going to straighten it out. But we have to strategize and organize in a godly way, and that's how the prophets were successful in overcoming the oppression that they was dealing with in their time. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, they and Elijah Muhammad, Wafdi Muhammad, all of our leaders that's gone before us, they didn't give up the struggle. Martin Luther King, like you said, he was out there marching. Yeah, done a whole lot of good because it exposed how they was treating us. They sick on the TV, we seen our people being water hosed down, women, little bit of children. We seen them being beat in the head just for a peaceful protest. So that was absolutely, like you said, necessary. But we're in a different era now where if we go back to God, like a Muslima said, my wife said, then, and you say also, Brother Larry, then we can overcome this, but we got to put God first because only the justice of God can overcome the injustice of man.
Exactly. And you know, we have to, you're right, we have to hold the churches, the masjids, the everything, all these God people that speaks justice and speaks about equality, and that we have to hold them accountable as well as we have to hold these crooked police and these judges
right.
and all accountable for their actions. We have to hold
That's
the
right.
churches accountable for their actions as well.
Yes, sir.
And here's one thing that I think that could be done. Now, when there's so much, you know, little evil brings about, it grows and it brings about big evil. A lot of times, and I knew when I was out doing, and at my age now, I don't do what I used to do. A lot of times, some things, I've had some injustice done to me by police officers on jobs, in that little stuff, I just, you know, I ain't worried about it, man, we're just going to move on. So a lot of times what happens is that I think that we as black people and we maybe have a police record or maybe don't work or maybe don't take care of our family like we supposed to for whatever the reason is, we feel like we ain't got nobody to turn to because as soon as we turn to somebody, even to the church, even if we go there for food at some of these churches, I'm not saying everybody now, they just
right.
say, well, you need to do this, you ought to do that, and you ought to do this. They don't look at the injustice that's been done to us
that's
as
right.
an individual. So if we ain't got nobody to turn to as an individual, you know that
right.
little injustice that's done to us is going to build and be done to somebody else and not
that's right.
be swept under the rug, not even seen or heard about. So when you ain't got nobody to turn to, if you ain't got a 1-800 number to call, if you ain't got a reverend to turn to, if you ain't got a parents to turn to, then you know what? You left out there by yourself.
Exactly.
When you're out there in the big sea by yourself, you know what? The little fishes get eaten up by the big fishes. And that's what
that's
has
right.
happened. That's what continues to happen. And until we come together and somebody listens to us, somebody believes in us, then it's going to be the same way it is. Until it's
they
exposed.
Do not care, Brother Larry. You know, the world we live in, they do not care. Who cares?
Right.
This is for the have, as Bush mother said. This is for the have
and the have not.
And not for the have not.
For the have not.
You know, we're in a society that people don't care what happens.
That's
they don't care. You know, but listen,
right.
who's going to save us from us but us? Who knows our history better than us?
Right, right.
You can't come here telling me about my story.
Exactly.
I'm telling you my story. I lived it. You know, you can't say because we're ex-slaves that we're ignorant. You can't prejudge us. You know, faith gives you dignity. You got to carry yourself with dignity.
Well, you
so
have
when
to.
Look
and
you
and
your eyes,
even
they know
at
you
that,
you
can
God.
Still
they
get knocked down and kicked down. But you, if you, every, you know, as I, you know, I often say that, you know, and I sometime now I think I find myself saying, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. You need not eat this and you need not eat that. You know what I mean? You need not be here. And you need just because I stop. Let's say I stop drinking. I stop smoking. I don't expect the whole world to stop smoking because I did it. Some people think just because they in church or go to church every Sunday, everybody else is supposed to be right there behind. Some people think just because they got a job, everybody else is supposed to have a job. Some people think because they don't drink or smoke, everybody else ain't supposed to drink or smoke. And it ain't that way. It ain't never been that way. But justice will prevail once you get outside of yourself and realize and see and understand what's happened to others.
That's
thank
right,
you.
Bro. Oh, that was
exactly.
That was
that's
Larry. Let me say this. Not only was that a beautiful statement, that was profound. That was profound and poetic. That's absolutely correct. That is powerful. Mm-hmm. That's one of the powerful things been said on this show.
That's
justice
right.
is not just you standing up for you, but it's standing up for your brothers. Almighty
thank
God
you.
Allah said you're not a true believer in Him, no matter what religion, until you want the good for your brother that you desire and love for yourself.
Yeah,
and
I heard you say that
said.
Many times,
exactly,
Brother
Saeed.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. That's powerful.
That is powerful. There's so many blessings in that, and that's what you call selfless. You know, when you become
right.
selfless, then your heart reaches the people, and then things
it
start
do.
Happening to you. Your life transforms. You know,
that's
but
right.
nobody cares about our history or our struggle. When they see the average African American, they already say, well, look, they ain't got no support system. They tell the people before they come to this country, don't deal with them. They steal and you can't trust
they sure
them.
They sure do.
They
sure do. This government
you know what I'm
do
saying?
That.
But see, we're obligated. We have an obligation. Allah ordered us to help the poor, the poor and the oppressed.
That's right. That's right.
And see, it's when you can come out your comfort zone that you can find success. When you come out your comfort zone, then you can find success. That's when you start to deal with the injustice. It's not just about you, like you said, Brother Larry. It's about getting blessings and helping those who are in need, period.
That's right.
Allahu Akbar.
That's right. Allahu Akbar. Yes, yes.
I think it's so beautiful, and I just want to say, his sister, that something that has been staying on my mind that I had wanted to mention earlier that you said was that our children are our future. And we
yes.
must understand that each time we allow one of our children that get killed, that is sucking up our roots. And once you destroy the roots, that's it. So these spies, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing out here. And it is leading to deliverance. They understand that if the root grows and flourishes, and most of us as parents, we look forward to and expect our children one day to grow up. And we teach these children, and we work with them, and we try to bring them up in the right way spiritually so that they will be leaders for the future, that they will grow up and make this world a better world tomorrow than it is today. And every time that child gets killed, then our hope dies a little. And we have to realize that we must not be trying to prove to somebody else and work with them on what they say how things be done. We have to come together for our race of people, for our own people, like others stand together for their people, and work to solve our own problems and stop expecting somebody else to solve them for us.
That's right.
We get our disease, we get our procedures, and where do we go? Back to society. We try to be a show with them instead of coming together to work together as one to see what can we do for our community. What can we do for our family? What can we do for ourselves? We start at home and then go to abroad.
That's right.
We have to realize that. Until we realize that, until we come together ourselves, the problems, until we learn how to solve the problem properly, come together and do it, because the problem will exist.
And our children don't know. They stand on the shoulders of giants. You know, we do so many great things. And we have to recognize our children, let them know how great they are, because there's so many opposing forces when they go outside their door. You already know what it is. What's that thing called? Martial law. That's what's in place right now. Martial law.
That's part of the new world order stuff.
This ain't nothing new. I live in L.A. Why would you need to call the Marshall Guards just to lock a man up? Why would you have to have tanks on the main street? This is Marshall Law in place. The lady said, she said she called Detroit, the police. She called the police in Detroit, Michigan. The police told her, ma'am, we can no longer protect you. You need to arm yourself and stay in your house. It's up to
you. See what I'm talking about? See, so, you know, like Brother Larry said, and everybody said, really, and so poetically everybody has spoken, we have to unite. The biggest key, we have to go back to taqwa. In Arabic, that only means God consciousness. If you just study our history of slaves here in this country, the thing that they did is dehumanize us. In order to dehumanize a man or a woman, you have to take God consciousness away from them. You have to make them think that they are lesser than you are. And the only way you can make any human being think they are lesser than another human being, you have to take God consciousness from them. Why? Because Almighty God, Allah, said he created all men equal. And in slavery, they told us, and they still, it's in the government and the Constitution there, that these black Negroes in America are three-fifths of a human being. They don't have the ability to think for themselves, and you have to treat them like you do animals. You have to train them. So they still dealing with us, this martial law and everything else, this profiling, like we're animals. They treat us like they've been treating us for over 500 years, and they don't have intentions to change. The only one way change gonna come about is that, like we have to, like Brother Larry said, we have to organize ourselves in a dignified way, in a godly way, because injustice has always been overthrown by the higher justice, and that's the justice of Allah, the Creator.
Shahid. I mean, brother, the one thing I always tell you this, and I don't just say it because on radio. You always bring you put God first, and I know that, and I love it, and it's very powerful, and it's true. But here's the thing that I would say, that one of the biggest holes that Satan, I think, have upon us as a people, or people in general, probably us as a people, though, speaking of us, is that I gotta believe it to see it. If we can get out of our mentality, out of our mind, that as Sister Aisha just said, that our youth, if we can get out of our heads, out of our mind, a lot of us think that I got to get this, and this is for me. I got to see it to believe it, and that's all. That's far as they go. We don't think that we got to – sometimes you just got to – like our ancestors do, you had to work the cornfields. You had to work the tobacco just to send your kid to school. You had to work in the master's kitchen just for your kid. It ain't for
you.
You know, it ain't for you at this time. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, they died for what? They died for us. It wasn't about their
position,
the light shining on them. A lot
That's
of
right.
people, just like yourself, I say, Shahid, just like I'm going to say you, because you're an imam, and you're always bringing the word and trying to reach as many people as you can. You know, you may not be nobody right now. You may not even be heard of until you're gone from this earth. So
That's right.
Do you see it in the physical form as you are now? No, you may not ever see it. So we have to get this mindset out of our mind. That's one of the biggest holes that the devil have on us, that you got to see it to believe it.
That's right, Brother Larry. That's right. That's right. Because even what you're saying is so profound, because Almighty Allah say belief in him, the creator, is belief in the unseen. We don't see Allah.
That's right.
But we see his work through, we breathe. Who keeping us breathing? Who woke us up this morning?
That's right.
So we have to believe in what we can't see. That's called faith.
That's right.
So you're right, brother. We have to look beyond ourselves and say, if I got to sacrifice myself for the future, my people, all the races do it, I'm willing to do that.
That's right. That's right.
And do what we can, like you say, and I agree with you. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gives me a good example of this. When we established the Nation of Islam, about 60 years ago, everybody had sergeants, lieutenants, everybody had their role. Everybody had to do their, that's what attracted me and you to the nation. We never seen black people so organized, well organized and strategized, and the government had respect and fear of the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Sure did. Sure did.
They had fear of no other black organization like they have the Nation of Islam during the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to this very day.
That's right. That's right.
You see, no matter what anybody want to say about him, I'm standing for him. I'm standing for him because we got to go back. We just used the pattern he followed, we would be successful. He didn't tell us to go out and kill the white people.
Right.
He didn't say do that. He said that he used reverse psychology. In other words, the way he said that overcome them is what he said. He said we got to separate from them. He was
that's right.
Right.
If they don't want us, they don't want us, we don't need them.
We don't need them. We can take care of ourselves.
You know, they don't want to educate us like we're supposed to be educated. Educate ourselves.
Educate ourselves. Get our own school.
Right.
Get our own hospital. Do for ourselves. Get our own job. Make our job. Produce something. Go out there and grow your own made tomatoes, your own vegetables.
Exactly.
The same thing they can do, we can do for ourselves.
Yes, sir.
And if you talk to
Nobody educates you like you can educate yourself, because no one knows you better than you know yourself.
Correct.
Well, look, if they're talking about the unseen.
I think you, Flima, want to say something.
Yeah, check this out. Now, if they're talking about, you talking about the unseen, Brother Larry.
Yes.
Just check this out. Inshallah, it just came to me. What does Allah say? Allah is unseen.
Mm-hmm.
The world with the Lord is the unseen. And the shaitan deals with the unseen. Subliminal seduction is unseen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But they can't go that deep with the believers, because the law says you will get everyone except my true servants. We know the shaitan.
Yes.
So the average person walking around here, they don't know they're being bamboozled with the media, with drugs, sex, and violence. You see, that's their unseen. But see, Allah's unseen always supersede any unseen thing man could ever do. So they're
right.
Dealing with corruption unseen, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are, because the first, this water, go on, sister.
No, go ahead.
No, all I want to say is the war or the battle we're fighting anyway, it's not physical. It's a spiritual warfare. It's a mental warfare. You can't fight this with guns, like Brother Larry said. He's right. So we got to be sophisticated. I know it ain't the police just recently down in Carrollsville, North Carolina, where I stay, the white man said this dog on me, the dog bit me, and him and the whole neighborhood was trying to fight me, and the police came. They didn't even go address this man. They came right to me and put the guns on me, handcuffed me, shipped me out. And one told me, if I had seen the stick you had, you say you're going to protect yourself from the dog, I would have blew your brains out. I said, what? I'm the victim, man. You treat me like I'm the criminal. So
well,
I'm just saying.
They gave them that right to do that.
I know. But see, we got to take back our rights that they've
exactly.
taken from us. But like Brother Larry say, if we can't do it physically, the war ain't never been physical between injustice and the justice. The war is spiritual. And like somebody said on here, they're right. The Satan has got us sidetracked. I think Brother Thaddeus said his job is to always keep your focus where it ain't supposed to be and keep it off Almighty God Allah. Well,
here's one thing. Now, remember the thing in South Carolina when the police killed this brother. All right, now the same police stunned this other brother that was on TV. I guess you all saw that. And this brother, now this thing, the whole nation never heard about this brother that's gotten stunned. You know, it was an in-house police investigation. So now this comes back up. So here's one of my points, as opposed to what we have to do, because it's a lot of injustice done. It's not just the police. It's not just out in the public. It's on a lot of time. It's on these jobs as well, more so
that's
than
right.
anywhere else. These jobs
right.
that
right.
you work on, it's so much injustice on these jobs.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes,
and
it
so
is.
When we don't bring about the little things that's been done injustice to us, it creates a bigger thing. The same
yes,
thing with
does.
This officer right here. This little thing that he stunned this black guy, no big deal. Now he done killed somebody. But now they're hearing, the nation is hearing and seeing what he done to this other brother.
Right.
So that's the thing. We ain't. And a lot of times, you know, and I've done it so many times, just walk away because the police done. You know, I've been beat up by the police too. I've been, and knowing that I ain't did, I ain't running, I ain't trying to do nothing. But they'll come and grab you and twist
that's
your
right.
arm, about to break it, put a
that's
knee
right.
in your back, and do all this kind of stuff to you. And knowing that you ain't, it's three or four of y'all.
They're trying to intimidate you.
Exactly.
That's intimidation.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's also a form of instilling fear, thinking they can keep
that's
that
fear,
slave
exactly.
mentality in you, that old slave fear, where the Ku Klux Klan, when they came, it was about 100 of them for one black man. What is this saying? They fear us.
Right.
But they don't fear us physically. They fear us mentally. They don't want us to know who we are.
Yeah, and then they try to put fear into us so that we will be afraid of them.
That's right. That's true.
Right.
You're absolutely
right.
It
works both ways. It works both ways. And plus, they're sending a message that they want to eliminate us. They're trying
right.
to let us
yeah.
know. If you kill us, we will kill you. And now they have started to do it. That's the camouflage you. But I hate to interrupt here. We do have some more on the line. We have to remember that there
okay.
are others who are coming in. And
okay.
we have a 9-9, I'm going to try again to see if this person wants to speak. If not, you still have another one that's they just dropped when I picked them on. Okay. So we still have another one that was, we keep this one coming on here now. All right. No, I still see it. It's a 919-928-7723 number. 919-928-7723. Could you give us your name and where you're calling from? Okay. Evidently, that person doesn't want to speak. That's the second time I've seen them on the air. We do have another one that just came on kind of recently. I don't know if they've been on long enough to have anything to say or not. That's the 202-604-4045. Is that the one you were talking to? 202-604-4045. Is that person on the air?
Yes, it's Thaddeus.
Thaddeus got to go back on it. Okay, Thaddeus, we'll give you a chance now. We've had a heated conversation on here.
Yeah.
Are
well,
you ready
you know,
to
I,
part of the
yeah, I agree with the brother that was speaking that just got on. I heard about the intimidation factor. Oh, it's very true. You know, and it's very strange, too. You know, I'm from Virginia, so you got, you know, the good old white boy cops and stuff like that. But up here, they have majority of black people are police officers. And whatever they train them, and you know, it's weird. It's like a stigma type of issue. The black is always on the black. Then the white guy sits back and he tries to play the good guy. What is that about? I mean, that is just amazing to me. And these guys are violent. You know, I'm talking about they'll beat you up. If no one's looking, they'll beat you up. In the courthouse, they have U.S. Marshals, and the Marshals don't play. They beat up prisoners every day and put them in the hospital. And you know, it's that stigma that they've instilled in the folks in the community. And it used to be, I've seen this picture, it used to be that a child would look up to a police officer and have a conversation with him. But now you shy away. I don't want to have nothing to do with them. I don't want to talk to them. I don't, you know, And then there's certain things about your rights that they can be alienated if you don't know your rights. I got locked up for something that I tried to do good with. I tried to return someone's phone. Turns out it was a purse snatching. I had no idea about it. The guy offered me the phone. I declined. He threw it on the ground. I said, man, give it back. They might give you a reward. So I looked. I took my time and tried to give them their phone back. Come to find out, it was a stolen phone. And they tried to lock me up for it. Just walking down the alley. You want to stop me, ask for my ID. Now I know. At that time, I didn't know that was against the law. You can't do that. What you want you to stop me for? Probable cause? Am I under arrest? If not, have a good day. End discussion. But see, if you don't know your rights, they'll try to violate the best way they can. Or intimidate you. They make you flinch. Oh, he tried to swing at me, and they'll beat you down.
Yes.
So it's a lose-lose situation. What do you do? What can we do? You know, it's a scary thought.
Well, that is, I think, you know, as Brother Shaheed and Sister says, that we have to go back to the roots of our ancestors and the word that Almighty God has put before us about justice and injustice, about how to eat to live, about how to pray and worship. All these things confirm and goes back in one big cycle about what we need to do even as today. You know, I had a brother when I was coming. I still have a brother. And my mom, like I said, we had nine more than one girl. And a lot of, you know, when you got kids like that, you all sleep in the same bed. And if you got one kid, that now it's time for him to stop peeing in the bed. He's old enough not to pee in the bed. So now you got to sleep in the bed with this brother of yours that pees in the bed, and you got to sleep with him because you ain't got nowhere else to sleep. Now, when you're mad at this brother, and just because you stop peeing in the bed, he needs to stop peeing in the bed too because he's old enough not to do this. Now,
right.
What happens is that even a baby that does wrong still have justice. You can't be unjust to somebody that, and you come to find out that he has some kind of weak bladder or something like that he had. I can't think what they call it back then. So you can't be, even people that do wrong has justice. That's why they got a justice system. Just because you went out and killed somebody or just because you went out and raped somebody, you know, if you got the best lawyer, the best DA, he going to get in there and plead your case. So you have justice too, even though you did wrong. But sometimes what happens, as I say, even police, as you said, those black police, some of the black police could be some of the worst too because they think that you are black, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't about nothing. I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to get off because I had a black lady supervisor one time, and I think she was the first black supervisor, not the first black, but the first black lady supervisor I've ever had. Don't you know she was the worst one that I've ever worked with? Because I think what in her mind, I was black and I was a black male. And she expected so much more out of me, I don't know, because of some damage that was done to her by a black male, a husband or somebody. But she was, I tell you, she was rough. And it's just that some black cops could be are the worst ones out there. Them the ones, some of them are the ones you don't even want to deal with.
That's
they
right.
don't believe in you at all because they think you ain't nothing but a hoodlum, a thief. They would stomp you underground. They'll be the first to lock you up.
That's right, brother. And if I could just interject, at this time, it's appropriate because our brother Fattis, you need to always keep this mentality, keep the spirit that Brother Larry is talking about. See, in order to know where you're going, first of all, you got to know where you come from. In order to overcome a lie, you must have the truth. So we have been, as Malcolm said, bamboozled. We have been took. We haven't been had, but the answer lies for our overcoming this today. It's always been the same answer in history. We have to go back in history, and we got to go back that far and find out what did they do to us in slavery. The answer to overcome slavery lies in slavery.
Right.
See, look, in the slave system, they have what's called the freedom Negro and the house Negro, like Malcolm X said. Now,
in the house. Your girl stayed in the house. He or she, they stayed in the attic or the basement with the slave master, the white man. Then the female Negro stayed down in the barn. We had to sleep out there. Let me finish. We had to stay out there. I'm a female Negro. You see, I'm a female Negro. That's why I work in the field out in there. I'm a female Negro, okay? But you got white, half Negroes working the government, working all these big jobs, and they don't see that the house Negro, when the house is going to get burnt down, the slave master was just trying to get his family to get out. The house Negro would stay there and almost get burned up trying to save the slave master house because he loved the slave master more than he or she loved themselves. You still got that mentality today. You got more house Negro mentality today than you had 200 years ago. You got more blacks who want to be white. So this is the problem right here, brother. It's easy to overcome this here. All we got to do is study history. History rewards all research, and history repeats itself. That's the answer right there.
Thank
study
you.
History. I'm through.
Thank you, Imam Sabah. I don't want to interrupt you here, but we're trying to give everyone a chance. And we do have another guest speaker here, and this seems like Ms. Lima this time. I think she was talking with another sister before, but it looks like she's coming on and was on her phone this time to talk with us. I'm bringing her on now. This is Ms. Lima. Assalamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to say to the guest who was speaking, they right now have on the Internet, when the police pull you over, what to say, because most people know it's martial law has been put in place. They have concentration camps. If you Google it, they have concentration camps in Georgia and Maryland. The shelters are overfilled with African Americans. It's 21st century slavery. So they have concentration camps. It's called martial law, where, you know, they are actually taken over, and what you have to do is conform to their ways. So they have on the Internet, what to say when you're pulled over, how to act, and what to do to keep yourself, you know, safe the best you can.
Hey,
case the police pull you over, they have a lot of information on the website, what to say and how to act.
Yes, but Sister Muslima.
Yes.
Hey, brother, hey, listen. Okay, now, when they pulled that brother over in South Carolina, now, here's the thing about when you pull over a brother. Now, this brother stopped the car. He sat in the car. He told the police about with the car. He was buying the car and all this kind of stuff. Now, he sit here. Now, here's the thing that happened with that, I think, is that now nobody wants to go to jail. A brother know he's the first to go to jail for the least little thing, so nobody wants to go to jail. So now... Right. Yeah, it is good to know, as you say, they, on the Internet, what to say, what to do. That's good information, and we should use it to the best of our ability. But here's the thing about this kind of incident and with our police with this kind of mentality. Now, this brother cooperated. He cooperated to the minute he sit in that car, and he figured, said, well, sure, man, I'm going to jail. Some things probably ran through his mind as to why I need to run, because right now I can't go to jail. He probably figured that. He probably was in his mind, probably said, well, did he already know who I am? I mean, he already got my name. If I run and get away, they'll pick me up maybe tomorrow or some, you know, later on. But he probably sat there in that car and said, well, you know, I can't go to jail right now, so I'm going to run. I'm going to flee. And this guy flee and gets shot in the back. So, you know, it's good to know that you can go on the Internet or be taught how to cooperate. All that's good and fine, and we should use it to the best of our ability. But that still doesn't stop that mentality of authority, being an authority over somebody else, man, and being treated like you are less than I am. That case jury, and sentence. He judged, jury, and sentenced that man to death right there on the spot.
You're right. Because you know what? All the one-on-one people are scared. Both of them were scared. But, they're still mentioned people. I live in L.A. And
I think Esra
trying
to say something.
Mississippi was just found like that. Alabama.
Sister Esra, do you want to say something?
Yes. She's saying that, Brother Larry, it's like there is no excuse for shooting anyone in the back.
That's
no
right.
None whatsoever.
The police may have been well trained. They have many ways of capturing a person for right
That's right.
That's correct.
That's continual murder when you do that.
That was his mentality.
That's right.
We as the people have to make sure these shootings just to be shootings and intentionally to hurt and kill someone to go back and they go back sometimes and sit behind their doors and laugh at this and say, hey, hey, I got me a nigger today.
Mm-hmm.
That's still going on. But we must wake up and realize the seriousness of this situation and know that every means necessary must be taken before a person is shot and killed by a police gun or any other kind of gun.
That's right. Can I say this right here, if I can, and this will be short. Like Brother Larry say, sister, and you are saying, see, but the way that we got to stop this, we got to put forth some action. See, that's the thing. I said that the name of the program is Take a Stand for Justice. Now, that's very broad right there. Like Brother Larry said, like Dr. Elijah Muhammad, I said earlier, what we got to do, go back to where we were before there was integration. If we just go back that far, go back when we were separated, we realized these crackers was crackers. They hated us. They had the colored bathroom over here, the white bathroom over here. So it was our front. Now it's what you call subliminal. You see, they don't show you the racism just like putting the sign over here, colored over here, white over here. They don't take off their sheets, the Ku Klux Klan, and put on police uniform today. So the KKK don't come at you in sheep. They come at you with a gun and a holster with a police badge on so they can justify killing you. So we got to organize, like, in an intelligent way. We can't fight evil with evil, but good will always prevail over evil. But you got to organize with God consciousness. You got to stop playing with God. Like Brother Larry said, you got to hold these politicians accountable. But listen, this is the key. We got to unite before they go listen at us. If you disunite, they ain't going to pay you no damn thing. That's why they continue to kill us like they do, shoot us down, because they said, them niggas ain't united. They ain't going to do nothing about it. Go to shoot that nigga in the back. But if they just unite, like Brother Lawrence say, marching is still necessary. We got to organize and unite, march, walk, whatever we got to do, by any means necessary, in a lawful way, we got to organize, strategize, and then execute our plan on the injustice, like the injustice kind of plan that they execute on us every single day of our life in the United States of America. That's what I want to say to that right there.
And you know what? Not only are they executing us, they're executing us with the judicial system in a whole. You have judges sleeping there in bed with prosecutors, just like the white judge, the white woman got caught trying to tell the prosecutor how to win this case. You see what I'm saying? Injustice is so daggone deep, and it's very deep, even with the politicians, absolutely. But then, you know, we have our black folks in politics stealing. They're being targeted out instead of just doing what they're supposed to do. They want to steal to even further damage the African American name. You see what I'm saying? So it's broad and deep. All this time, you know, it's a cash cow. You go to DC jail, you probably find about maybe 10 whites out of almost 2,000. Come on now, are you serious?
You see what they're
saying?
Pretty
now,
serious.
I know. You know,
they're pretty serious.
There, so, I see what is going on.
Yeah,
how it is.
Hey, let me ask this question. Did y'all, you guys see this? Can I speak?
Yes, sir.
Did you guys hear this about, okay, I saw it on TV. It was about a guy, a black gentleman, that did about 30 years in jail. I forget what state it was. And they finally found out that he was the wrong man for the murder, I think. I think it was a white lady. I don't know what it was. But he had a murder charge. He did about 30 years in jail. Now, when he finally, DNA finally proved him not to be the guy, they let him out of jail. Now, the guy, he has cancer. He got cancer in jail. So he gets out of jail. He's sick. Now, what the DA said, the DA was on TV that prosecuted the brother and said that it was crooked. It was made up prosecution, and that all he was thinking about. This is the DA saying now on TV. So all he was thinking about at that time, because he was young and he was a popcorn DA. He was hyped. He was young. All he was thinking about at that particular time when he prosecuted this brother, all he was thinking about that particular time was winning. And he won that case, sent that brother away for life in prison. That brother did 30 years in prison. They finally, with DNA and forensics and all, finally came about on the scene, and they let that brother out. And this brother didn't commit the crime, and he couldn't even sue where he hadn't sued. The state didn't want to pay him for the time that he done spent in prison.
Right.
So that goes to show you right there that all this injustice is all about making a name for myself, and I got the authority to do this. And as I say, it's so much happening on these jobs today out here in these jobs, and the same as is happening with the police officers and the courthouse and system and that whole systematic thing with authority. And, you know, there's a quote in the Bible that says, this ain't about black or white, or this ain't about, it's about a power and principalities. That's what the whole struggle is about.
That's right, brother. And at this time, I really, really hate to interrupt you. It's such a beautiful discussion, but it is time for us to go off the air now. It's 12:30. We want to thank all of you who participated on the show today. We really enjoyed a great and beautiful, wonderful show. Please join us again tomorrow, same time, 10:30 a.m., for the podcast production of the Imam of Imam Shahid Shabal, The Reality of a Creator. And may you be blessed with a wonderful day today. Peace be with you.
Thank you.
Alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Thank you all.
Have a great and safe day to the listening audience.
All of
thank
you.
Thank you for listening. Walaikum salam.
And thank all of you.
One who would enjoy the ride. And from the day you were born, that promise was kept true. There was so much work to do, but something special about you, and that something told us the time had come, and you would be the one who fulfilled all the hopes, all the dreams and prayers, and get job done. There were many roads and obstacles and pain along the way, but you never went astray. You only grew brighter every day. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love.